Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Ram Golder and Tirma Sekhaz Avodazara Daf Mem Test. The end of the third parak called Salamim and the beginning of the fourth parak, Rabbi Yishmael. The Zikhu Sekhaz Avodazara program has been dedicated. Lezekh Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Lezekh Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara suggests that the question of Zev Zegorim is a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. A Mishnah states, Sor shel chulin v'shel truma shenafu l'tochi isa. If leaven of chulin and leaven of truma fall into a dough, and neither was sufficient to leaven the dough on its own, but they combined to leaven the dough, Rabbi Eliezer says, Acher achron aniba. I follow the last one. If the chulin fell in second, the entire dough is permitted to non-kohanim. If the truma fell in second, it is prohibited to non-kohanim. The Chachamim say that regardless of when the forbidden seor fell in, it only prohibits the dough if it was enough to leaven the dough by itself. Abai said that Rabbi Eliezer only permits the dough if the issur was removed before the permitted seor fell in, so the permitted seor completed the leavening alone. Avolo kida mesila kaze issur usur. But if he did not remove the forbidden seor before the permitted seor fell in, the dough is prohibited because they leavened the dough together. We see that Rabbi Eliezer holds zev zegorim usur. However, the Gemara questions Abai's interpretation and suggests that even if the issur was not removed, Rabbi Eliezer would permit the dough if the permitted seor fell in last. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that wood taken from an asher is forbidden in benefit. If one fired up an oven with it, if this firing completed a new oven's hardening, it must be destroyed because any subsequent use benefits from this necessary firing. The im yashan yutzan, if it's old, it must be cooled to avoid benefiting from the firing and may be used afterwards. Any bread baked in a forbidden oven is prohibited in benefit because the Mishnah holds zev zegorim usur, and if it became mixed with other bread, they are all prohibited. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yolichanali Yom HaMelech, he may throw the value of the forbidden benefit into the Yom HaMelech, and the bread becomes permitted. However, the Rabban said to him, Ein pidyon l'avodas kochavim, there is no redemption for idolatrous items, and they do not become permitted by throwing away the benefit's value. The same machlokas is taught regarding a garment woven from a weaver's tool fashioned from an asherah. This garment is forbidden in benefit, and if it became mixed with other garments, they were all prohibited. A Maraim debate if Rebbe Eliezer's resolution applies even to a chavis, a barrel of yain nesach which became mixed with permitted barrels, since the forbidden substance is physically in the mixture. And point number three, the next mission teaches that one nullifies an asherah if he pruned or trimmed it to use the trimmings for his own purposes, or even if he removed a stick, twig, or leaf from it. Shipa litzarcha aser, if he shaved off chips for his own purposes, meaning to beautify it, it is still forbidden. Shelo litzarcha muteris, if he shaved them off not for his needs, it's permitted. The Gemara asks, what is the law with those chips which were removed for the asherah's benefit? Do they remain prohibited like the asherah, or are they permitted because shavings are not worshipped? Rav Huna and Chiyam Reid Rav disagreed about this question, and Abraisa supports the lenient opinion. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara suggests that the question of Zev Zegorim is a machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabban. A Mishnah states, Sor shel chulin v'shel truma shenafu l'tochi isa. If leaven of chulin and leaven of truma fall into a dough, and neither was sufficient to leaven the dough on its own, but they combined to leaven the dough, Rabbi Eliezer says, Acher achron aniba. I follow the last one. If the chulin fell in second, the entire dough is permitted to non-kohanim. If the truma fell in second, it is prohibited to non-kohanim. The Chachamim say that regardless of when the forbidden seor fell in, it only prohibits the dough if it was enough to leaven the dough by itself. Abai said that Rabbi Eliezer only permits the dough if the issur was removed before the permitted seor fell in, so the permitted seor completed the leavening alone. Avolo kida mesila kaze issur usur. But if he did not remove the forbidden seor before the permitted seor fell in, the dough is prohibited because they leavened the dough together. We see that Rabbi Eliezer holds zev zegorim usur. However, the Gemara questions Abai's interpretation and suggests that even if the issur was not removed, Rabbi Eliezer would permit the dough if the permitted seor fell in last. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that wood taken from an asher is forbidden in benefit. If one fired up an oven with it, if this firing completed a new oven's hardening, it must be destroyed because any subsequent use benefits from this necessary firing. The im yashan yutzan, if it's old, it must be cooled to avoid benefiting from the firing and may be used afterwards. Any bread baked in a forbidden oven is prohibited in benefit because the Mishnah holds zev zegorim usur, and if it became mixed with other bread, they are all prohibited. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yolichanah Yom HaMelech. He may throw the value of the forbidden benefit into the Yom HaMelech, and the bread becomes permitted. However, the Rabban said to him, Ein pidyon le'avodas kochavim. There is no redemption for idolatrous items, and they do not become permitted by throwing away the benefit's value. The same machlokas is taught regarding a garment woven from a weaver's tool fashioned from a nesherah. This garment is forbidden in benefit, and if it became mixed with other garments, they were all prohibited. A Moraim debate if Rebbe Eliezer's resolution applies even to a chavis, a barrel of yain nesach which became mixed with permitted barrels, since the forbidden substance is physically in the mixture. And point number three, the next mission teaches that one nullifies an asherah if he pruned or trimmed it to use the trimmings for his own purposes, or even if he removed a stick, twig, or leaf from it. Shipa litzarcha aser, if he shaved off chips for his own purposes, meaning to beautify it, it is still forbidden. Shelo litzarcha muteris, if he shaved them off not for its needs, it's permitted. The Gemara asks, what is the law with those chips which were removed for the asherah's benefit? Do they remain prohibited like the asherah, or are they permitted because shavings are not worshipped? Rav Huna and Chiya Brei Rav disagreed about this question, and a braisa supports the lenient opinion. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Tes, and our standard siman is meat, and we often use a butcher in the siman, so here goes. The butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast and chulin and truma, had to wait for the old oven fired up from asherah wood to cool down, and then be reheated from shavings from an asherah tree that were taken to beautify it. Once again, slow motion. The butcher was going to put meat, butcher, that must move on Daf. Memtaz. The butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast of chulin and truma, which reminds us. The Gemara suggests the question of zevzeh gorm is a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. A Mishnah states, Sor shel chulin v'shel truma shenafu toche isa. If leaven of chulin and leaven of truma fall into a dough, and neither was sufficient to leaven the dough on its own, but they combined to leaven the dough. Rabbi Eliezer says, Achra achron aniba, I fall the last one. If the chulin fell in second, the entire dough is permitted to non-Kohanim. If the truma fell in second, it's prohibited to non-Kohanim. The Chachamim say that regardless of when the forbidden seor fell in, it only prohibits the dough if it was enough to leaven the dough by itself. So the butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast of chulin and truma, had to wait for the old oven fired up from asherah wood to cool down. Which reminds us, if one fired up an oven with asherah wood, if this firing completed a new oven's hardening, it must be destroyed because any subsequent use benefits from this necessary firing. Im yashan yutzan, if it's old, it must be cooled to avoid benefiting from the firing and may be used afterwards. So the butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast of chulin and truma, had to wait for the old oven fired up from asherah wood to cool down, and then be reheated from shavings from an asherah tree that were taken to beautify. Which reminds the Gemara, what is the law of those chips which were removed for the asherah's benefit? Do they remain prohibited like the asherah, or are they permitted because shavings are not worshipped? Rav Huna and Chiya Brei Rav disagreed about this question, and a braisa supports the lenient opinion. So once again, the butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast of chulin and truma, had to wait for the old oven fired up from asherah wood to cool down, and then be reheated from shavings from an asherah tree that were taken to beautify it. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Mem Hei. So the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana. So here goes. After one son asked, Manishtana, that must more on Daf Mem Hei. After one son asked, Manishtana, that mountains that are worshipped are not usher, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if Gentiles worship mountains or hills, hen mutarnu mashalein asurin, the mountains and hills are permitted, but adornments on them are prohibited because the Pasuk says, Osach mut kesev v'zava alehem, you shall not desire the silver and gold that is on them, implying they themselves are permitted. Rabbi Yossi Galili Darshan is a different pasuk. Elohim Elohim. They're gods on the mountains. Voharim Elohim. But the mountains themselves are not their gods. So after one son asked, Manishtana, the mountains that are worshipped are not usher, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited. And then his twin brother asked, Manishtana, why is a tree that was planted without intent to worship it and then worshipped is a malchokas if it's usher? Which reminds us, Rav Shesha says that all Tanaim agree that the plating of a mountain is not like a mountain and is prohibited. Rather, they disagree about a tree which one planted without intending to worship it and eventually worshipped it. The Tanakhama permits it and Rabbi Yossi Galili prohibits it. So after one son asked, Ma Nishtana, the mountains that are worshipped are not Asur, but the gold plating that is on them is prohibited. And then his twin brother asked, Ma Nishtana, why is a tree that was planted without intent to worship it and then worshipped is a machokas if it's Asur? His father explained the story of the Exodus until the conquest of Eretz Yisrael and the order by which they destroyed Avodah Zorah and conquered the land, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a sequence of destroying Avodah Zorah in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Daf Mem Vav. So the Simur Daf Mem Vav is a cow, because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow farmer, cow? That must moo on Daf Mem Vav, moo. The cow farmer who was permitted to use the stones that fell off the mountain and worshipped as Avodah Zorah to build a pen for his cows, which reminds us, the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan discussed Avnei Harsh Nidalduhu, stones which became detached on their own from a mountain and worshipped. One group prohibited these stones in benefit, and the other group permitted them. This second opinion compares these stones to a worship mountain, which has no tefisas yedei adam, involvement of man's hands, and remains permitted. Although a mountain is attached to the ground, an animal, which also remains permitted when worshipped, proves that even detached items remain permitted if they lack tefisas yedei adam. So the cow farmer who was permitted to use the stones that fall off the mountain and worshipped as Avodah Zorah to build a pen for his cows did not allow them to be used to build Amizbeah, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asks, if someone bows to a mountain which remains permitted in benefit, Avon of Mahu Mizbeach, can its stones be used for the Mizbeach? Do we say, Yesh Nevad B'machubra Eitzel Gavoa, a worshipped item does disqualify something attached to the ground as an offering carbon for the Most High? Although it's Mutter Bahana, does it still become disqualified as an offering, like a worshipped animal is disqualified as a carbon, despite remaining permitted in benefit? So the cow farmer who was permitted to use the stones that fell off the mountain and worshipped as Avodah Zorah to build a pen for his cows did not allow them to be used to build Amizbeach, and also stopped his farmhands from using wheat from his field that was worshipped to be brought for Menachos, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, HaMishtachim v'lokamas chitim mahu Menachos, if one bows to standing wheat, can it be used for flour offerings since it was physically changed from its former state? Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simur Daf Mem Zayin is a maize. So here goes. At the Chol Hamoed Sukkos maize. Maize? That must be on Daf Mem Zayin. At the Chol Hamoed Sukkos maize, the contestants who were supposed to grab a lulav from the worship tree and bring it to a sukkah for the mitzvah, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked, HaMishtocha B'ledek Lulav U'mahu HaMitzvah. If one bows to a palm tree, can its branch be used for the mitzvah of lulav? The question is where the tree was planted and was only later worshipped, and follows Rabban's opinion that such a tree remains permitted in benefit, assuming it is disqualified for an offering. Mimai's klapi gavo or lo, is it repulsive to be used for the Most High, meaning for mitzvahs as well or not? Rav Dimi reported that Reish Lakish's question was about an asherah, which was nullified, which was initially prohibited in all benefit, and subsequently became permitted. Do we say, yesh dichui etzel mitzvos? There is rejection regarding mitzvos, meaning it remains disqualified even after becoming permitted in benefit, or not. So at the Chol Hamoed Sukkos maze, the contestants who were supposed to grab a lulav from the worship tree and bring it to the sukkah for the mitzvah were blocked by rubble on one path from a collapsed Avodah Zorah house that shared a wall with the maize, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishnah Beso Samach Avodas Kochavim Benafal, if one's house adjoined a building worshipped for idolatry, and the shared wall fell, Asur Livnoso, it's forbidden to rebuild it, which would be building a structure for idolatry. Rather, Konas Betok Shalo Arba Amos, he draws back 4 amos into his own property and builds the wall there. So at the Chol Hamoed Sukkos maize, the contestants who were supposed to grab a lulav from the worship tree and bring it to a sukkah for the mitzvah were blocked by rubble on one path from a collapsed Avodah Zorah house that shared a wall with the maize, and blocked on another by a wall with plaster and images on it that they removed as they passed it. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shosha Batinhen, there are 3 types of idolatrous houses regarding nullification laws. Number 1, if a house was initially built to be worshipped, the entire house is forbidden and must be nullified. Number 2, if he plastered it and decorated with images for idolatry and thereby added to it, notel mashechidesh, he removes what he added and the house is permitted. If one brought an idol into his house and removed it, the house is permitted. Daf Memches, so the Simur Daf Memches is Brainiac. So here goes. The Brainiac, that must be more on Daf Memchess. The brainiac tried to determine the statistical chances that the Asherah tree had been planted originally for Avodah Zorah versus only being pruned and trimmed for future growths to be worshipped, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists three types of Asherah. Number one, if one planted initially for idolatry, it's forbidden. Number two, Gido Opiso Hashem Avodas Kochavim. If he pruned or trimmed the tree intending the future growths to be for idolatry, he removes the new growths and it's permitted. And number three, if he set up an idol underneath, he removes the idol and the tree is permitted. So the brainiac trying to determine the statistical chances that the Asherah tree had been planted originally for Avodah Zorah versus only being pruned and trimmed for future growths to be worshipped, informed a man passing under it that he was tamei, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Lo yeshu betzila, one may not sit in the shade of an Asherah, but if he did, he remains tahor. Lo yavor tachteh, and he may not pass under the tree itself, bimavor tamei, and if he did, he's tamei. The Gemara explains that there's surely a tekrovis avodas kochavim, an idolatrous offering buried underneath, and this Tana holds such items are metamei with ohel, in this case, the tree. So the brainiac trying to determine the statistical chances that the Asherah tree had been planted originally for Avodah Zorah versus only being pruned and trimmed for future growths to be worshipped, informed a man passing under it that he was tamei, while another brainiac told a farmer to come back to plant under the tree in the winter when the benefit from the leaves is canceled due to the harm from the shade, which reminds us, the next Mishnah permits planting vegetables under an Asherah during the winter when its shade harms the plants, but not during the summer when the shade benefits them. Rav Yossi prohibits planting even during the winter because the leaves fall on them and fertilizes them.
All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one.
Which daf do we learn about the background to David HaMelech's crown? That's on daf Mem Dalad.
Good. Number two. Which daf to discuss what the din is of shavings of an Asherah which were shaved off for the Asherah's needs? That's on daf Memtes. Good.
Number three. Which daf is permitted to use a signet ring to stamp a seal where the wax image does not protrude? That's on daf Mem Gimel.
Good. Number four. Which daf do discuss firing up an oven with a share of wood and the difference if the oven is new or old? That's on daf Memtes. Good.
Number five. Which daf do the question of one bows to a palm tree, can its branch be used for the mitzvah of lulav? That's on daf Mem Zion.
Good.
Number six. Which daf do the question of one bough sustaining wheat, can it be used for minchas since it was physically changed from its former state when it was ground? That's on daf Mem Vav.
Good.
Number seven.
Which daf do discuss what the din is of sore of chulin and truma which fell into dough and then leavened it? That's on daf Mem Tes. Good.
Number eight. Which daf do we discuss passing under the shade of an Asherah or the Asherah itself regarding Tumah? That's on daf Memches.
Good.
Number nine. Which daf do we discuss if it's permitted to use Avnei Harshi Nidaldu, stones which became detached on their own from a mountain, and worship? That's on daf Membav.
Good. Number 10.
Which daf was the question asked if someone bows to a mountain, Avanav Mahu Mizbeach, can its stones be used for the Mizbeach? That's on daf Member.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.